What's up? It's Delaney, and I'd love to invite you to become an honorary co-host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Do you want to pick episode topics and guests? Done. Want to surprise your loved ones with shout-outs on the show for a birthday, project launch, a much-needed divorce? Whatever you're up to, would love to be a part of the celebration. Get your favorite and least favorite quotes featured on the podcast, submit questions for our special guests, and find lots more new features and surprises at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You'll also get added to our Patreon Insider email list to easily redeem rewards via a quick email reply. Because we know hanging out on Patreon isn't everyone's thing. You can also opt out of emails if you prefer to be a silent supporter of the show. And don't worry, we do not Scrooge McDuck these contributions. 100% of proceeds go directly to operating expenses that make this weekly podcast possible and available to all. Learn more at patreon.com/selfhelpless or simply click the link in this episode's description. Thank you for helping me fill the void of being the last standing host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Thank you so much.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Self-Helpless. I'm Kelsey Cook.
I'm Delaney Fisher.
And today we are going to just pile on a bunch of self-care tips.
Yes.
Because sometimes you just need a buffet. Sometimes you need a good thorough list and you need to stop and take inventory of how the fuck you're treating yourself.
Mm-hmm. Just we need a real feel-good episode. And
yeah.
This is it.
Yeah, we hope that Maybe it's gonna make you feel good on a Monday or whenever you're listening to this, but hopefully start your week off right. This is coming out on Monday, March 14th, so that means I will have just been in Minneapolis. I hope I got to meet some of you awesome helpsters there, and this weekend I will be in Chicago for St. Patty's weekend, which, by the way, did you know Chicago –
It's huge, like, for St. Patty's Day.
I didn't realize that. They turned the river green.
Yes. What? Well, I married an Illinois boy, so I don't know if I would have known that.
I did not know. My airfare was so expensive to go there. And I was like, what? Like, why would this be expensive? It's not like an obscure city with a small airport, and it's because everybody is flying into Chicago for St. Patty's. Pretty crazy. Yes. But I will be there this weekend. I can't wait. And then our New York helpsters, you guys, I'm going to be at City Winery next week on March 24th. And then I'll be in Niagara Falls. In April, I'm in Vegas, Austin, San Diego, and then Tampa, Bakersfield, Boston, Oklahoma City. And, oh my gosh, this is the first time I get to say it on the podcast now because it's official. I am shooting my special June 18th at Comedy Works in Denver. So.
Oh, fun. Oh, my God. Cam and I have to go to that. I'm literally marking my calendar.
I would love that. So yes. I told you guys, I told you listeners, I would keep you posted. And we are now confirmed. I will be performing at the club that Thursday, June 16th through Saturday the 18th. But if you want to come be a part of the actual taping and be in the crowd for it, which I would love, that is going to be we'll be shooting both shows on Saturday the 18th. I'm so excited.
That's so exciting, Kels. Congrats.
Thank you. I have my dream director and dream production company, and I've said forever that Comedy Works in Denver is like my favorite club. It's where I recorded my album, and it just really doesn't get better in terms of crowds and audio. It's, ugh, I can't wait. So I get
that's so exciting.
Like a set design, and I have to figure out an outfit. I'm going to need your help with an outfit.
My help? Oh boy. You might be working up the wrong tree.
You know, scratch that.
Professional skills.
I'll ask my other friends.
Give me a couple options and I'll tell you my honest opinion.
Yeah. Yes. But yeah, so that's the update there, you guys. Please go get tickets at kelseycook.com for any of the cities I just mentioned, but especially if you live in the Denver area, would love if you came out.
Yay. That's awesome.
Thank you.
I'm so excited for you, and I really want to be there.
Thank you. Zero pressure. I mean, but
no, I want to be there.
If you and Cam feel like it, feel free to come.
As long as you're comfortable with it, I would love to support you. What's happening? DelaneyFisher.com for information about private business simplicity coaching for entrepreneurs who want to scale a minimalist business. Efficient Out of the Podcast is over there. It's a private podcast all about applying minimalism to your business. What else we got? We got free resources over there for entrepreneurs, contractors, business owners. And I also have a DIY PR package that is really fun. People are getting excellent results with that. Really big like transformations with their business with just knowing how to pitch themselves for shit. So feel free to check that out. All of it, DelaneyFisher.com.
Incredible.
Yay.
You're the queen of helping people present themselves in the best way to get hired.
Oh, thanks, babe. I appreciate it. Yeah. I love it. It's freaking so much fun. It's like a little puzzle I get to solve every day. It's fun.
You know what it reminds me of? This is very random. I don't know if I've ever mentioned on the podcast before, but when Beanie Babies were big, a lot of the places that carried Beanie Babies would have raffles where they would like give away big gift baskets of Beanie Babies and all this shit. And my mom was always so clever that she, rather than just like folding the little like piece of paper that had your name and number, like the raffle ticket in half, like everybody else, she would crumple it so that it would give people's hands something interesting to grab. And we would clean house in the Spokane raffle game. Dude, this is for anybody. If you're ever part of a raffle, crumple that shit up.
So funny.
Because people want to grab for something interesting and it really stands out.
What a great analogy.
But the way you help people with these templates, it's like you're giving employers something to grab.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. You know what? So one of my clients recently told me, because, you know, they meet other clients and they've seen my other work and all that stuff. And they said, it's like you take generalists and you turn them into specialists and then they make a shit ton of money. And I'm like, oh my God, I love that.
I love
that at some point. But you know, everybody is an expert at something and I enjoy helping bring that out and then simplifying their business. So they have more time and more money, more freedom, baby. Let's do it. This quote is from M. Scott Peck. It says, until you value yourself, you won't value your time. Until you value your time, you will not do anything with it. Gosh, damn. That one really beats you up.
God, isn't that true though? I'm just rereading it. Until you value yourself, you won't value your time. Until you value your time, you will not do anything with it.
Gosh. It really is. It's like, it's that resource that you don't get back.
Yeah. You and I sometimes have tended to almost go too far on that with like workaholism and stuff where we're trying to maximize every day to occasionally our detriment where we're like burning out. But fuck, I mean, if I had to choose, I would rather be too far on that end than the type of person who like wakes up when they're 70 and they're like, I didn't do what I was supposed to do in this life.
Yes. Yeah, totally. And I feel like, you know, putting so much effort into my business and career for so long, and now I feel like I'm in a place where I can really breathe. It's like, I've shifted that. And now I'm like, how much fun personal shit can I do now in a day or a week or a month where it's like, look, the business is taken care of. I do, you know, like one business project a week that is fun. And now it's all about like, how many restaurants could I try this month, or how many, yeah, you know, that type of stuff. And I still have that desire to maximize my time. And now it just is a little bit different of like what that looks like.
Yeah.
You want to just start off with just quickly the activities that are, that feel accessible to us, that we go to when we need some quick self-care. Yeah. And we can go from there.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So I'll just list mine off. I'm just going to rattle it off, Kels, and then maybe you rattle yours off and we can talk
about it. Love it.
So my favorite things to do that feel accessible, going for a walk, painting on canvas, taking a bath with all the works, meditating, a nap, masturbation/sex. I just have a winky face there and I'm like, okay, that's what that meant. going to the farmer's, walking to the farmer's market, changing up my environment, whether it's going to a coffee shop or visiting a friend or family, getting my hair or nails done, mm-hmm, shaving, that can really make me feel like a whole new person.
That's so, but you know what? Yes. I was about to give you shit for it. And then I was like, you know what? No, I'm not going to give you shit for that, because like, that is one of those things that sometimes you drag your feet on doing. And then once you actually do it, you're like, ugh, feels so much better.
It's like an energy boost immediately. Yes. Yeah. Visiting family and friends always makes me feel great. Stretching, breathing exercises, doing something nice for Cam can also just make me feel great immediately. Trying a new restaurant, watching a lot of shitty reality TV, listening to music, specifically Tenacious D and Brandi Carlile, doing a brain dump, journaling, pulling an oracle card, listening to my record player with a cup of tea, turning our fireplace on, which has all these like cool little twinkle lights, mm-hmm, a hike, a smoothie, and a healthy snack. Sitting outside on the patio, getting some sun, massage, taking myself on a CEO date, going into the spa. And that's kind of the list. What about you, Kels?
That's a great list. I will say mine, there's going to be a little overlap, and then we'll get into some different stuff, because I have a question for you after I say my list that I'm curious about. So, okay. And this is, I've mentioned before, I called this my fly on the wall experiment, where I wanted to think of like what things I could do that if somebody were to just be watching my life, they'd be like, wow, she's taking really good care of herself.
Ooh, nice.
Like almost a little bit of outside accountability, but with a fake fly.
I love it. Right now, I will be the fly.
Yes.
My glasses.
Basically what you just said about shaving, but like, I think taking a really thorough shower, or one of those days where like you do a full face mask, like a bathroom day, spending a lot of time in the bathroom.
Yeah. Just plucking shit,
grimping, shit,
moisturizing
shit, all the things, all the goop, all the cream on your face, just lather it on. So I think that's always a quick way to make myself feel better. Getting massages, acupuncture, craniosacral therapy, those sort of more like medical, where you go out and have a service done. Reading, watching TV, masturbating. I told you there'd be some overlap. Dancing, working out, going to a farmer's market. I think going to a farmer's market or any sort of thing like that is such a, just makes me feel so good, because it's like you get to be around people, but without necessarily needing to interact with people.
Yes.
It's like a perfect amount of being an introvert and an extrovert for me.
Yeah. And I love that. Like, everybody's doing something they're passionate about. Most people, like, if they're at the farmer's market, they're getting their like essential oils off the ground, or they're, you know, it's local produce. Like, I love that energy overall.
Me too. There's usually live music. There's people's dogs everywhere. It's kind of like, I think it taps into your inner kid a lot, because there's so many different things to see and it's different every time. I know. I love a farmer's market.
Yes.
Going and seeing live music, going out to a trivia night. I've become such a trivia night nerd. I just love going with my friends so much.
So bad at trivia. Terrible. You would not want me on your team.
that's okay. You just come and sit and look pretty, huh?
Because I don't know pop culture. Picture that's me true. At trivia fucking night.
Yeah, that's true. That would be tough for you. Playing sports with my friends. Any of like the puzzle apps? Have Okay.
Oh, I'm, like Wordle or whatever?
I am moving my – when we talk about our segments at the end of the show, I'm just going to move mine up until now and say that I am so obsessed with Wordle. I love Wordle so much. Are you playing Wordle right now?
I have done the Wordle, actually. I've done it. I go to the website, but I also downloaded the app like Wordoos or whatever.
Okay.
Where it's just Wordle over and over again, basically. You don't have to stop after one.
Oh.
And that's quite fun.
I love that Wordle. It's you only get the one a day. And I love that it – I guess I had some friends say that their word was different than what mine was. But generally, it seems like if you're doing it through that specific website, I think everybody's trying to guess that one specific word. It's this like fun community feeling that everybody's doing it. That's why I like watching the Super Bowl is because it's an event that most of the country is stopping to watch. And you get to like be a part of something together. I really like that. And man, it's so fun. I fucking love Wordle. You guys, if you haven't played yet, it's you're basically trying to guess a five-letter word every day. And you're playing different letters. And if you played the board game Mastermind at all growing up, where it was different combinations of colors, it's like that, but with words. Anyway, highly recommend. It's been so fun. It's also how I've been waking up now. It's like the first thing I do when I wake up as opposed to binging social media. And I think it's good. It gets my brain going.
Yeah. Oh, I think I like, I mean, it's the only thing I've actually stuck with when it comes to like, you know, apps, game apps and stuff.
Cause
I don't really do any of that at all.
Yeah. And I might, who knows, maybe in 2 months, I'm not going to be interested in it, but
it'll probably fizzle out like everything else.
Yes. Right now I'm loving Wordle. Listening to new music, I think is really, really helpful to me. Taking a bath, taking a walk, spending time with my friends and family, whether it's in person or just having like a good thorough phone call, fucking love it. Trying new restaurants, getting good groceries, buying furniture that's nice and comfortable, lighting candles, therapy, and that's it. I was
so
gonna say talks with friends, but I already said that. So that's my list.
So good, dude. It made me think of all the other stuff that I do as well. Like that really was a great list. A lot of nice specifics on there.
Yes.
Juicy, juicy.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Now, I want to talk about some more kind of like general things and also ask you something. Because as we were preparing for this episode, I realized that – I hope it's helpful for our listeners for us to just make these lists of what works for us. But I think as we all get older, we realize that self-care looks so different person to person, and what might make me feel good might not make you feel good.
Yeah, totally.
And we focus a lot on love languages and like what your love language is in a romantic relationship, both in how you show love and how you receive love. But what I wanted to ask you, because I realized I'd never really asked myself, is what is my love language for myself?
I love it. What a great fucking question, dude. For me, it's a lot of novelty and one-to-one time. I like to do new shit, and I like to really kind of just be alone and reflect.
Mm-hmm.
So I think those are the two things that I lean on. It's like, do I feel like kind of being a little adventurous? And even if it's like trying a new coffee shop, that's adventurous for me these days. And, or do I feel like really just taking a bath and sitting in the bath for an hour with like some nice music? And that, I feel like I do. That's how I feel even in my relationship with Cam. Do we want to like stay in and do something kind of comforting that we know we like, or do we want to try something new still in the realm of what we like? But what about you?
I think, and I mentioned this a little bit with the farmer's market, where it's that good balance of introvert and extrovert. For me, I'm always trying to find that balance every day of, have I had enough connection with people, but also enough time to myself? Because I'm somebody that I don't do well if I go for really long periods of time without seeing anybody else close in my life, or at least having like good conversations on the phone or FaceTime. Yeah. But I also don't do very well if I am stuck in a group of people for like days on end and I don't get any alone time. Like,
totally.
If I go on a group trip, I always really appreciate getting to just like step away for even a half hour, an hour, something to just kind of clear my mind, because it's easy for me to feel disconnected from myself if I don't have like a second to just breathe and think. So that is, I think, a pretty big foundation for my love language for myself is like, am I taking enough time to be alone with my thoughts and process things? And am I also having enough interaction with the people in my life that I love?
Yeah, I think that's great. It's finding that balance that makes sense for you. Oh my God, I did this a couple of days ago. Okay, so we talked about the date jar recently.
Yeah.
You know, that, you know, it's been recommended. But Cam and I did that. So I did one for myself, basically like a self-care jar or like solo date jar. If you're on YouTube, I'm showing it to you. But that way it's like, you know, because I liked it for us so much that I'm like, wait a minute, I have all these things written in my phone. What if I make it visual and put it on my desk? And sometimes I don't even have to open it. It's just like, oh, time to take a bath, time to go on a walk or whatever.
No. I want to do that. And I feel like we should just challenge our listeners to do the same, because
whatever visual, well, you know, that really great self-helpless listener that wrote in recently that says that she has they have a happy board in their room. Right. I like that visual reminder is so helpful, and this is going to be great just to remind me to take care of myself. But also if I'm like, I want to do something nice, but I'm not sure what I want to do. Boom, pull something out of there.
Fun. It kind of taps into your inner kid, where you're like making it more exciting than just opening the list on your phone. That's such a different experience. It's not that there's anything wrong with that, but it's just
feels
different.
More admin than fun. Yeah. This feels fun. And actually, this is a jar my mom gave me, and she like decorated it really cute. She like makes jars and like glues things on it. She calls it jar. So I use that, and I've been, oh my God, you guys, this is embarrassing. I've been calling it my jolly jar, but that was because somebody said happy board. I'm like, what could I call this fucking thing?
Let's all make a jolly jar. That's so cute. Weird. We must have just been on the same wavelength that like me coming into this episode today wanting to ask you what your love language is for yourself, and you've like just made yourself this self-care jar.
Yes.
And
it's so funny. It's a mix of both the things I told you I like: novelty and comfort, things that I already know I like. So interesting. Yeah. And your list was so good, Kels, like with the specifics of some of the other specifics in case it helps other people generate their own stuff. Love listening to audiobooks. Thrifting, big thrifter. Mm-hmm. Anytime hanging out with my siblings, like by the pool, playing a board game, playing with Maverick, taking him to a dog park is so fun.
Yeah.
Upgrading the shit that does not make you feel good. We talked about that recently as well. Yeah. Candlelit dinner, either for yourself or with a friend or a partner, like so simple things you can do at home that just spice it up. But so, so good.
Yeah.
What are some things that you've tried that other people swear by, but don't work for you and don't make you feel like you're taking care of yourself? Oh,
this is such a good question. And I was trying to, you might need to answer it first, because I feel like I'm the person who's always saying, hey, you should try this, this, and this. And my friends sometimes are the ones that are like, yeah, that doesn't work for me. So I don't know that I'm the best person to ask, because I feel like generally I actually do benefit from the thing, like, I love journaling. Journaling to me is really helpful. I know a lot of people in my life that are like, I hate journaling. Doesn't do anything for me.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay.
So how about you?
Yeah, I would say I don't really have I think specific things like when hot yoga was real hot, right? Like stuff like that, where I'd like try it once and I'm like, oh my God, I can't do it.
Right.
You know, those things. I mean, some things, sometimes like the trend that people are really swearing by, I don't resonate with, but overall, I just think about the amount of pressure we've placed on having like the perfect morning routine. I just hate that and reject it so much. And I used to try to make myself have this like immaculate fucking routine where you're doing the yoga and the smoothie and the meditation and the breathing and the 2-mile walk before 7 a.m. And it was making me feel like I sucked and I was behind and why couldn't I take better care of myself? And so really just checking in with what actually works for me and where can I plug that into my day that makes sense. And it does not look like that long list of a morning routine. It's like, I do like one, maybe two nice things for myself in the morning. I get my work done. And then the rest of the day and evening is for self-care, family, that kind of stuff. But that morning routine used to really fuck me up.
I felt
like I had to have it. And now I'm just like, fuck it. I have a daily routine.
Yes.
You know?
Totally. So that's big one. I think that's a big one for people is like, trying to be a morning person when some people just aren't. Right. And that's okay. That is totally
exactly.
okay.
Exactly. Exactly. And one thing that you said, maybe we can even talk about what's on our list that wouldn't maybe work for us. You said you really enjoy listening to new music or finding new music or something like that. Mm-hmm. That would stress me out. If somebody's like, hey, find 10 new songs you like or something, like, oh my God, I don't even know where to start with my search, which app to put.
Right? Totally.
That is like a natural thing that you like doing. It's part of your routine. So it's like even those specifics, you know, they're also different.
Yeah. Music is really big. Music's big for me. I love the Spotify daily mixes. If you are somebody that wants to try to find more new music and you use Spotify fairly frequently, that algorithm, hot damn, they like really can give you a bunch of shit that you're like, oh, I love this. And I would have never found it on my own.
See, so I didn't even know that there was a thing. Huh? I thought you had to go find it, Kelsey. Like you're a fucking music manager.
Yeah, no, the daily mixes are great because it combines songs that they see that you've been listening to with new ones that are kind of like it. So,
oh, cool.
I enjoy the daily mix.
Beautiful.
One of the things I realized when we were prepping for today's episode was like probably the biggest change I've made in caring for myself now versus caring for myself when I was younger. Like a big thing I've learned is doing things for your future self.
Yes.
Because I think so often we're told like, be in the present, be in the present, be in the now. And thinking of your future self goes against that a little bit, but I think it's really important because when I'm not thinking like that, I find myself getting trapped in situations where then I'm panicking, time blindness comes into effect. We were talking before about like, not being very mindful of things like if I see my gas gauge is getting low and I'm near a gas station, I'm already out. Even though getting gas is a pain, it's like, well, I'm out and I should just do it right now as opposed to waiting until like I am literally just about to run out. I'm running late for an appointment already. It's like do the thing that future you when they need that extra 5 minutes is really going to be happy that you did that and you were mindful of it.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And probably the biggest way I've found that I need to be thinking of this is sleep and specifically going to bed earlier.
That's a big one. That's such a hard one. There's so many good TV shows.
I know. And a huge revelation that came from doing this podcast was back, I don't know, maybe 2-3 years ago when we were talking more about workaholism and some of the symptoms of it that I didn't realize I was struggling with, but sleep avoidance. Mm. I never even knew that was a thing. But I'd been doing it for as long as I could remember. And it's something I still struggle with, but at least I'm aware of it now. And I do try to actively like put my phone down if I can tell that I just don't want to go to sleep yet. I'm like, but you have to.
Right.
You're not going to see anything on Instagram that is going to enrich your night further at right. 1 a.m. Like you right. need to just go to bed, because when I don't get good sleep or if I don't go to bed until really late, it's fucking future me for the next at least 24 hours. Because then I'm waking up late. I'm in a rush to do whatever I need to do that next day. And it's like, oh, if you just had gone to bed a little earlier, you would feel more rested. You wouldn't be rushing and your health would be better. So
yes,
that it's not fun. It's like this like young version of me that wants to rebel and be like, I don't have to go to bed when I want to. Like, right. It's just stupid. But right. trying to go to bed earlier is such a foundation for me.
Yeah. Oh, such good ones. Such good ones. I also just like shaking up my routine, you know, when you feel like I've been doing the same thing for a couple weeks or whatever, and just yeah. doing something that's just kind of out of the ordinary. Like, oh, let's drive to the beach or something, or let's yeah. do this weird thing that we wouldn't normally do. I sometimes you just need a good shake, you know?
Yeah.
The things that truly help me in the moment, if I am like anxious or I feel like I'm kind of stuck in that kind of scarcity or lack mentality about something, I like asking some really powerful questions to myself. And this is all, I have so many different lists in my phone. I have a list I go to if I'm feeling like the imposter syndrome creeping up. I have a list I go to when I'm feeling a little anxious, whatever it might be. So just some of the questions that help me, if I'm feeling anxious, you can do anything, but you can't do everything. Mm. That for me, it's like, look, just remember what your biggest goal is, your biggest priority. For me, whatever gives me freedom with my day to day and whatever maintains that and adds to it. That's it. How you spend your day is how you spend your life. This might be the only quote I'd probably get tattooed on my body. That one immediately. Oh, right. It's a great reminder. Life isn't in the future. It's right now. It's right. in this moment. It's today. I think for me, I can get stuck in that mindset of, oh, once I make this amount of money, then I'll really start living and doing this thing. Oh, then I'll start, then I'll take that trip to see my friend. Then I'll do this. But
right.
you could always be putting things off. And I don't want to live like that. And so I have to be super mindful about that one. Do you actually have to do all this or is it self-imposed? What's a real deadline and what is not? That one kicks my ass. What if this was a year goal versus trying to get it done as soon as possible? How would you work on it if you did it with more ease? Look at past evidence of a similar situation. What helped? How are you different? All that stuff. Will this matter in 5 years? Think of 10 things you're grateful for just to kind of shift the focus. Success on paper is only that. Oh, that one, I read an article once and I was like, damn, that's a good one. Cause I used to live by success on paper.
Yeah.
I really used to try to just as many fucking accomplishments in my bucket, please. And you aren't moving slowly. You're being intentional. You care about the quality of your work and you are balancing all of that with the shit you love doing. I feel like I used to do things so much faster. I used to do a million projects in a day, whatever it was. And now when I find myself kind of beating myself up, like, wow, this project is like taken a month, and younger me would have gotten done in a couple of days. Right. I have to remind myself that that's not a bad thing. I'm like, oh, you have a relationship you love. You take more time for your self-care. Your health is better. This is a good thing that you're not just zeroing in on that for 2 days.
Right.
It's not my responsibility to be perfect. It's my responsibility to get the message out. That's a nice one if you're a business owner, especially. And then this one is just me being a dick to myself. Do not fucking waste your life overworking, dude. Be present. That's just a little note from me to me, bitch. Oh, and then I also have one. Is this how you would spend your last few years? What you're doing right now, today?
Ooh. That's a good one.
I just like kicking my own ass, you know? That's what helps me. Not everybody likes the ass kick. I don't know, Kels. Yeah.
That's why we're saying today for our listeners, like, try to get clear on what works for you.
Exactly.
And what you, yeah. I think one of the perks of doing this podcast is that we have been so inundated with amazing quotes over the years and all these things.
Yes.
But sometimes I can get a little overwhelmed and feel like I almost know too much now in terms of like motivational. It's like I have motivational clutter in my mind.
Oh, yeah.
So I try to really, like, even though everything you just said is perfect and beautiful and like pertinent, I think like that would overwhelm me to have all of that in my, like a phone list. I keep trying to just find like a really like bite-sized way to get back on track. So if I ask myself, how do you feel and what do you need? Those two things can really like get me back on like the right direction pretty quickly. If I just get clear with myself, like, how do you actually feel right now? What's going on? And then based on what that answer is, then what do you need?
Love that. That's very similar to like what, the DBT stuff we've talked about recently, that in the moment, name the feeling and then move that choice point or that decision point, move forward.
Yeah.
You know, I love it. It's nice and simple. Fantastic. Yeah. Yes.
It's been helping me.
Do you have any exercises that you like doing? If you are feeling like you're kind, maybe what if something like that in the moment is not working, or you feel like you need something in more depth? Is there anything else that you do where you spend an hour doing something, 30 minutes doing something? I know we talked about the activities, but like anything like mental, like thought exercises?
Going on a walk is probably the quickest way for me, either a walk or journaling.
Yeah.
Like sometimes I just feel like I need to dump what's in my mind on paper to get it out of me, or make a list of what I'm feeling anxious about or afraid of. Just getting it out and putting a name to it. Going on a walk, I feel like, is one of those things we've mentioned before, where it's pretty hard to go on a walk and come home and feel worse than you did.
Totally. Yep.
You generally always feel better, more calm. You've thought through whatever you're dealing with. You've moved your body. It just, those are like, in terms of an emergency pack of like, I'm in a bad place, what do I need to do right now? Going on a walk or journaling, or calling a friend, honestly. Like, God, fucking love my friends so much. Like, you guys are all amazing. And that helps me a lot.
Yeah, that's a great one. I think for me, I tend to struggle with rumination a lot. So I need a lot of information combating that. And so if I'm like, okay, what's the worst case scenario for whatever's happening right now? Let me just generate like 5 solutions really quick to remind myself, look, you're going to be fine. You got all these ideas that you can fall back on.
Right.
And I think a big one too is like allowing your self-care practice to evolve. There's so many things I used to do that I don't do anymore. They've just become obsolete, or I don't need them anymore because certain things have become habit. Remember, there was a point in time where I was just like making a little pink dot on my paper every time I did something nice for myself, because I was in such workaholic mode that it was like amazing just to take a 5-minute break and sit down. And now it's like, oh, that stuff has become habit. And now it's, that's not needed anymore. So like knowing when to kind of let it evolve or let stuff go.
Yeah.
There's certain lists I used to look at on my phone every day. Imposter syndrome, big time. That was at the start of my business, you know? Now it's like, okay, that list is there if I need it, but I might not really need it indefinitely. Right. So I think knowing when to shift gears a little bit is good. Couple other things I have there, like, hey, if you are fearful of criticism, you make a list for that of what helps you with those types of things. You're stressed about money. What helps you for that? And just like, I don't know, one simple thing you can do for yourself every day. Just one little nugget.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes.
Oh, this was nice. I feel better.
I would love to know what kind of fun tips they do to... Yeah. I don't know, like gamify this a little bit. Yeah. I love learning about those little hot tips. So write them in. I would love to hear about them.
Write to us. Leave, yes. You could write it in an iTunes review, or you could leave it as a comment on one of our Instagram posts, whichever way you want to communicate with us. We'd love to know, because we're always trying to add to our self-care list too. Mm-hmm. So, yes. Well, speaking of iTunes review, we have one for the episode. This is from Morris Deb. Came for the laughs, stayed for the raw content, obsessed with these rad humans. Like, I really like that, rad humans. The imposter syndrome ep was a game changer for me mentally. I felt so validated, seen, and related to their stories. Their episodes feel like a conversation with your good friends. Oh,
that's
thank
so
you.
Nice. Thank you very much.
We love hearing that.
You're enjoying it.
Yeah, please go leave an iTunes review if you haven't yet and get shouted out on the show.
Yes.
And then we also have a personalized shout out from our helpster, Stephanie. They said, my friends just got married, Victoria and Tori. They both listened to this show. Hey.
Oh my gosh, congrats. That's so awesome.
Congratulations.
Thanks for celebrating with us. That's so cool.
Yeah. Oh, I hope it was incredible. So congrats. And thank you, Helpster Stephanie, for being part of our Patreon, because that's how you are able to do personalized shout outs on the show. If you want to join and have access to all of our past bonus episodes, there's like 60 hours of extra content on there.
Yeah.
You can go to patreon.com/selfhelpless. It's $5. It's a real nice treat for $5 a month.
Exactly. Yes.
Well, I already did my Wordle segment, so.
Okay. I feel like I don't really have a segment, but if, this is a big topic that we discuss on Efficient Out of the Podcast, of like breaking down different specifics on self-care, implementing self-care as an entrepreneur, how to do it. Outsourcing is such a big part of that for me. And so I go into a lot of detail on that podcast about how I outsource, you know, everything. From meal delivery to laundry service to, you know, operations manager in my business, that kind of stuff. So if you're interested in that, head over there. And then different lists for like the money list. If you are having a hard time with your financial mindset, that shit is over there too. That's a big one. Has to be super personalized. I think that does it for me. If you're, cool. You know, self-care and business ownership, we talk a lot about that.
Nice.
Yes.
Well, looking forward to seeing, hopefully, Helpsters this weekend in Chicago, and hopefully to see you guys at my taping in Denver in June.
Yes.
So kelseycook.com for tickets, and go listen to Delaney's podcast and all the good shit. All right. Well, hope everybody. That you implement some of these self-care tips if they work for you, and let us know what yours are, and we will talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to the Self-Helpless Podcast. You can find our Patreon community, merch, and our individual work at selfhelplesspodcast.com. We'd be thrilled if you shared this episode with a friend, or feel free to post it on Instagram and tag @selfhelplesspodcast so we can repost you and say thank you. Yeah.